Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
Hello, Albino Matt. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bicholas.
Hola. Matt, welcome to the program. Random question, Let's go with this one. Whether it was for a secret stash or for you, what would you say is one of the best hiding places that you've used, or maybe the worst?
Hold on, give me a sec.
By the way, Castle chimed in.
Tell me if this is like, I don't know, if this is unique or not, but around my neighborhood, there is this like kind of dead-end road that leads to another neighborhood, but it has a yellow gate that so people can't drive through it. And it's like, it's just called the yellow gate. It's like people walk, go on there to walk and stuff. And when I used to get drugs from people when I was dumb, we had the stash pot inside the yellow gate itself. And so, like, I mean, like, I've never felt comfortable stashing drugs anywhere like that before, but
that makes sense. That's actually a great hiding spot, man. If I'm a cop and I think you have drugs on you, I can turn your house upside down, I can dig up your backyard, I can go through your crap, I can dig through your car. The last thing I would think is that you have it hidden in the yellow gate.
Yeah, and it's like metal, you know? So, like, the one end of the metal cylinder has no top. So, like, you could reach your hand inside it. So, I'd just stick my arm in, you know, up to my elbow and just put the baggie in there, yeah.
All right. I mean, you hide Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but you just put it on a high shelf. I put it on a high shelf, and the kid, well, no, because we redid the kitchen, man. It's on a lower shelf now.
So they can find it if they want?
They can find it. I cannot explain this, man, but, like, they still just want Cheerios, which is cool. Actually, I had two bowls of it last night. Got nice. High and had some Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I mean, back to the marriage years, my hiding spot was always in golf bags.
Sure.
So that was any kind of drugs that I had, regardless of weed, whatever. You know, everything was bad before it was legal, so I wasn't supposed to be doing any of that. So I had all that in the golf bag.
I mean, I always had my drugs. I didn't have them out, but I mean, I never really hid them because anyone who's ever been with me, it's like, you know, I drink and do drugs, right? So I will put them somewhere so they're not out, but I'm not hiding them anywhere. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But when you're growing up, back in the days of porn magazines, et cetera, so where a kid now will clear the search history, we had to find a place to put material porn magazines. And the problem is, man, as a kid, when you think you're being clever, you're not. Like, hiding them in your closet means nothing. I know that because my mom busted me with them in my closet. Hiding them under your bed does not work. I know that because my mom busted me with having them under the bed. Putting them between your mattress and the box spring doesn't work. I know that because my mom busted me with porn mags between those two things. And finally, I had like this trunk in my room with blankets in it. I put them under the blankets because, God forbid, anyone will lift up a blanket. And then my mom found them there, too. There is no good hiding. I might as well have just kept them, like, directly on top of my bed.
My wife, back in the day, she wanted to make a budget because things were tight. We wanted to, we just bought a home, and it was a little bit of a stretch as far as the amount of money we spent on the house. So things are going to be tight. We also had children and everything else. So we kind of agreed just to take a chill with ourselves as far as, you know, splurging on, you know, every once in a while. Like, once a week we would go out, but I was couponing. Because you're buying formula and diapers for, I mean, it's just, having kids is expensive. So we made a pact, like, look, okay, we'll keep a budget, and then we do money envelopes and all these different things to stay within the budget of gas money and shopping money as far as groceries are concerned. And it never failed, man. Anytime I needed to get anything out of her trunk, there would be like 5 bags from Macy's in there.
Of course.
2 bags from Nordstrom. She would gradually break.
And she's not even bothering to hide it.
No, but she knew me well enough to know that if she just brought them in subtly, they're like anything else. Do you remember the first time I wore this shirt? No. I don't know. Like, it's not that I'm not paying attention, but you know what? I'm not paying attention to what
not to that.
I mean, if you're wearing something and you look nice, I'm like, man, you look nice. But I don't put it past that as far as...
If it's not like a concert t-shirt, there's no... You know what I mean? Where I go, oh, that's cool. You saw that band or that group or that artist.
And she knew this.
Right. Like I said, my wife might buy 400 articles of clothing a day. I don't know. I don't think so, but I'd have no idea.
But she hid all of her clothes, and she never stopped her shopping sprees. She just put them all in the trunk, and she would break them out gradually.
Now, that said,
yeah.
Now, granted, she's taking directly from your joint funds for this. But didn't, if you got paid on the side for a radio gig, you know,
didn't you
keep that cash and like, buy your drugs with it?
Oh, yeah, I was doing voicing over television commercials.
So, and they paid you with a check, though, right? So
always. So how did always you, like, check. Always check, and sometimes on events, it was always cash.
Yeah.
So, in other words, if I had to go to...
always check, but then always cash.
It depends.
An event cash.
I know. It's just funny the way you backed it up.
It depends. It depends on the situation. So, if I did a live gig someplace, so if I was going to be the zoo in Dundalk, right?
Oh, boy.
Bringing out a band. That was $300.
Do they have a real zoo, or is that a bar?
No, the ZU.
Oh, yeah. All right.
They had stuffed animals in the wall.
Yeah. Isn't that the one that burned down?
Exactly. All right. But,
because of the stuffed animals.
But Schmuffy would pay me in cash.
Schmuffy.
Which was $300, Bob Schmuffy.
You know why? Because he goes by Schmuffy. He's going to pay you in cash.
But every time when I came home, I had the full $200 that he gave me.
Right.
So it was always kind of a, yeah. You know, they say pay yourself first.
Of course.
Pay yourself first. So the $300 was always $200. But that was a hell of a deal. You know, I was there for 3 hours. I got, you know, $200. That's sweet.
Why not?
And then the problem was with doing the TV voiceovers was that they were on a lot. Like I did a big restaurant in
That's right. You had to let her know that you were not doing these.
I was not doing
because if you were, then you were making extra money.
I was doing Toyota dealerships on the East Coast. You know.
Now, how do you hide this if she's watching TV in your voice?
Well, that's the problem.
You guys
every single holiday has a, you know, like Labor Day deals going on at your local Toyota dealer. You know, all these different things. Buddy's Crabs and Ribs. I did Comcast Cable. I did like 5 different spots. And she would say, that's the guy. That's the guy that sounds just like you. And I'd turn the volume up, and I'd feign ignorance, and I go, he does sound a lot like me. You're right. I'd never thought about that before. I've seen that commercial 100 times. But you're right. You know how you can't hear your own voice very well?
How many years did you pull this ruse? He does sound like me. About, man, oh, man.
About 5-6 years. Jimmy Earn, the guy who'd, you know, Too Early for a Fish Sandwich?
Yeah.
He would hire me to do all the commercials or the voiceovers at the Fox affiliate in Baltimore. Same difference there. So I tried to stay away a lot of times from watching shows on Fox because they were every single break. And you know what effed me was NFL football.
I was going to say, that's the issue. It's football.
Right.
Like, if you have if you sell trucks, you're running commercials during football.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's like, you know, and there's only, like, I don't know if everybody knows this, but there's only an allotted spot for local spots.
Correct.
Most of it's going to be national spots. You can tell, right?
All the different breaks. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So trust me, the locals want their mention because they pay a lot of money, especially NFL. That's,
I did Coons Ford.
Mm-hmm.
So that was another one. It was on all the
time. And she never caught wind that her goddamn husband is the person speaking to her through the TV.
I mean, she said, that's the guy that sounds like me.
And you,
and I said, yes, he does sound like me. I did not lie. That's not a lie.
He does sound like me.
He does sound like me. That guy looks like, you know, Otani. Right. That's because it's Otani.
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for... Sit and spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
All back home on the farm. Give it up for the lovely Taryn Daly.
Hello, gentlemen. How is the day?
We're doing lovely. How are you, man? How's the farm lifestyle?
Farm life is great. You know, the goats are just tooling around. The chickens are laying in an abundance of excitement. So, yeah, it's a good day on the farm.
How many goats do you have?
We have two chickens. We have two goats and 10 chickens.
How's the egg situation? Can you bring some in?
If you want me to, I'd love to bring some in for you.
No, when you have chickens on the farm and they have eggs, these are the eggs that do not need to be refrigerated, correct? You can just put them out on the counter and they're good for what? A few weeks?
Yeah, a couple weeks. You can leave them on the counter. If you do like wash them off though, then you're supposed to refrigerate them because once that enamel has been rinsed off of the exterior of the egg, it cannot be sitting on the counter anymore.
I see. Do chickens get pissed when you take their eggs? Like they're sitting there, right? And you reach their hand under their butt and you just like take the egg away, right?
You know what's funny? They get into this like kind of state of psychosis every once in a while where they're called broody hens. And that means that they want to hatch babies. And it doesn't matter. They might be sitting on nothing. They could be sitting on a golf ball and they think that they're going to hatch a chick. So if they happen to be sitting on eggs when they are broody, they might get a little testy with you. But mine are, for the most part, pretty good girls.
What are those chickens like in their late 20s?
At this point, yeah.
They're like, I think most of our chickens are like between the ages of 4 and 7. They're not young. They're not spring chickens, if you will.
How long does the average chicken live?
Well, it just kind of depends. With the coyote population we have around here, not very long.
Okay. Is that the number one predator for the most part, is the coyotes?
The coyotes are the only ones I've known to actually take our chickens. We have seen eagles dive bomb the yard. We've seen hawks dive bomb the yard, but I've never actually seen them successfully murder a chicken.
Okay. That's very interesting. You live a much different life than a lot of people who work here, I believe.
Yeah, for sure.
Just based on the farm living. All right, today,
it's very true.
We're gonna do a little cover action today. There's one thing I believe that's truly, I think, apropos about a cover. It's either going to be something that you really like, even if it's popular, and even if it's popular, you might not really like it at all.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends on who does the song, how they do it, and their interpretation. So we play a number of covers on KISW. Some I really like. Some I could take or leave.
Sure.
But you might not know that a lot of these songs are actually covers. So today we have 10 songs that you did not know are actual covers. Now, Mike, you are going to play the cover version of the song.
Correct.
And we'll try to guess who the original version is by. Does that work for everybody?
That works for me, man.
Okay, here we go.
10, number 10.
Okay, this one I know, The Cure. As in, this is the original. Does the original. Mm-hmm. I have no idea who this is.
Is it 311?
This would be the band 311. Yes, there you go, Ted. Right on.
On it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not the worst cover of this song.
I mean, it's only cover
of the
song.
I think it's a pretty great cover. It was in the 51st Date soundtrack with Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore. It's a great jam.
311, if it's warm out, you might not think you want to go to that concert. Go to that concert.
Yeah. You've told me that before.
Hell yeah.
You'll have a blast.
I've seen them at the bank in a little bar in Baltimore back in the day, and I was like, I don't even know who these guys are, but they kill it.
Yeah.
They are great live. Mm-hmm. They're just three dudes, and they just rock. Hey. These are 10 songs you didn't know were actual covers on Sit and Spin.
Number nine.
John Jett.
John Jett, the Blackhearts.
I got a little jail. Awesome. This song's been out for so long, I had no idea it was a cover. I have no idea who did it originally.
The original was a group called The Arrows back in 1975, and this became Joan Jett's highest charting hit.
Yeah, it's absolutely, like, this song's completely associated with it.
It might have been her highest charting hit, but as far as the money goes, it goes to whoever wrote.
Exactly. That is the unfortunate part about covering a song. You don't get paid.
Well, one of her other big-ass songs was Crimson and Clover.
Another
which
cover.
Which was also a cover.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember. Yeah, Crimson and Clover.
Yeah.
I don't know who did that originally, but like, her best hits, kind of like Quiet
Riot. Is that the Mamas and the Papas?
Maybe someone
Joni
like that.
Joni Mitchell? No, I'm just making things up. I don't remember.
So, you know, Terrence, so am I, kind of. I just guess that general time period.
Right.
Throughout a band name.
10 songs you didn't know were actual covers on Sit and Spin.
Eight, number eight.
What you want, baby, I got.
I don't remember who did this originally, but just how times have changed. I want to say, like, Aretha Franklin recorded this either the same year or the year after the original artist put it out.
I have the original album.
Do you?
Yes.
Is it Willie Nelson?
No, it's in the same genre as Aretha back in that time.
Someone we've heard of?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Patti LaBelle.
No, this guy is the guy that had the biggest hit he's ever had, but he died 2 days before it was released.
Marvin Gaye?
Otis Redding.
Otis. Oh, God, right.
Yeah.
Otis,
yeah.
So he didn't even know he was going to be famous. I mean, to that level of being Otis Redding.
Well, he was sitting on that dock.
He was.
It'd be weird if that's how he died.
But he doesn't even know that
and
song
you know,
was a hit.
They're fighting over Aretha Franklin's will right now, but no money from this song is involved, obviously.
Yep. Really?
Because yeah. Because she didn't write it.
Okay.
Been played 7 million times on the radio, and not a cent to the family. Not
so
a cent
wonder,
to the estate.
I wonder if Aretha's like, I don't want to sing the song. I know it's my big hit, but I don't get a damn thing for it. Hell no.
10 songs you didn't know were actual covers on Sit and Sing.
Seven, number seven.
Oh, tainted love. Oh, tainted love.
Did not realize this was a cover.
Who did this?
This was originally by Gloria Jones in 1964, covered by Soft Cell in 1981.
Well, because of Soft Cell, I know the song. I don't even know who the hell, whatever her name is.
I know
so Gloria Jones, she wrote a lot of very famous songs back in the day, and she was also in T-Rex and had a child with Mark Bolan.
Get out of here.
And their child's name is Roland Bolan.
Oh, my God.
I'm not joking.
That's right. Roland Rawhide.
Number six.
You are always on my mind. You are always on my mind.
This is Willie Nelson.
That is what I thought. That would be incorrect.
Bobby Dan.
Willie Nelson covered it almost 10 years after it was originally released by Brenda Lee.
Brenda Lee.
Oh, Brenda like Lee in 1972.
Around, yeah, I believe
Rocking
you're
Around the Christmas Tree?
Yeah.
That Brenda
that
Lee.
That is her.
Hmm.
Boom. That Brenda Lee.
Okay.
Who is this, though?
This is the Pet Shop Boys.
This is the Pet Shop Boys.
Who is this?
Who's this?
God. Get off my lawn.
So sorry.
What is this?
I was like, it sounds weird, man.
10 songs you didn't know were actual covers.
Five. Number five.
Nothing's fine, I'm torn. I'm all out of faith. This is how I feel. I'm cold and I am shamed. Lying.
Once again, did not know it was a cover.
I just learned this was a cover within the last couple of months, and I feel like cheated a little bit. I had no idea. It was originally done by a Danish singer named Lise Sorensen, covered by Natalie Imbruglia in 1997.
I would have had no idea at all.
I didn't care. I just like looking at her in the video.
Boy, she's, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Those lips. Those
in
lips.
Hindsight, doing blank.
Four, number four.
I know this was Genesis, Land of
Confusion. Yep.
Who is this, Disturbed?
I mean, this is the one I feel like everybody did probably know this was a cover. And, you know, Disturbed has done many, many, many covers. I think they had one on every album up until very recently.
They should stop releasing them because, again, they make less money. Like, we'll cover
that's
it,
totally
but it's
true.
Not going to be our single.
This is the highest charted song we've ever had. Yeah, but all the money goes to Paul Simon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, totally.
He was so excited about that. What is it? Sound of Silence.
Mm-hmm.
And he was really proud, and I get it. He goes, man, it was the number one rock song. But all I could think is, like, but you didn't write it. I mean, it's great. Your biggest song someone else wrote.
10 cool. songs you didn't know were actual covers. I'm Sid and Spin.
Three, number three.
Well, that one's a lot different than the original. That's a fact.
I don't know it.
It's a little bit more angry.
I didn't know either. I didn't know the original by Joy Division in 1979, and I'm not familiar with the Nine Inch Nails version off the Downward Spiral.
The only reason I know it is because everybody had that Joy Division album growing up.
That was a massive album.
Yeah. I don't think it was ever released as a single from Joy Division.
Correct.
But it was just on the album. These are our 10 songs you didn't know were actual covers on Sit and Spin.
Number two.
This is a cover?
Yeah. I just learned that myself. So this is Cyndi Lauper.
Right. It just fits who she is or was so well. I just assume she wrote it.
I've never heard of this guy. It was originally done by a guy called Robert Hazard. Robert Hazard in 1979. But I'm with you guys. It sounds like the song, if it wasn't written by her, it sounds like it was written for her.
Correct. I agree.
Also, I think it was guys just want to have fun. If Robert Hazard was the artist who sang
it. Well, I don't know. What's
well, maybe he did sing it, Girls Just
Paul Play. Schaefer wrote It's Rain of Men.
You could be right.
Hallelujah, It's Rain of Men.
10 songs you didn't know were actual covers, and we made it to number one.
Number one.
I've been tragic like I'm Marlon Brando. When I look at my China girl.
Well, we know David Bowie for sure.
Yes.
And you guys did not know this was a cover either?
No. Had no idea.
No idea.
I was also today years old when I learned that this was recorded by Iggy Pop in 1977.
That makes sense. Right. That makes sense.
The line, oh baby, just you shut your mouth makes sense because that's not something that David Bowie would actually say.
No.
Very cool. Taryn, thank you so much. There you go. 10 songs you did not know were actual covers. We will see you coming up at 6 o'clock tonight, man.
Thank you so much, guys. Right, Taryn, have a great rest of the show.
Enjoy the Sunday. Yeah, we appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Reach out to the guys on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, entering the studio now, Seattle Supersonic legend Sean Kemp joining us on the program. Very cool.
He's getting in here.
Yeah.
Go fast.
Oh, we got plenty of time. All good. Sean, thank you so much for stopping by, man. This is very cool. We appreciate it.
We got Scott in here with us, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Scott they don't know McKinley. Scott is.
That's right.
Mike's over there.
Yeah, we're all good to go.
You can raise that mic up.
Yeah,
brother.
Exactly. It's got to go up a long way.
There we go.
How's it do?
There we go. All right. Hey, thank you for coming in.
Oh, thank you, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we appreciate it, man. This is absolutely cool. By the way, Sean, you're here because the Cantana Festival is going on August 22nd and 26th. In Renton with Tech 9, and you're hosting the entire event.
Yeah, absolutely, man. That's what we're doing. It's a fun event. It's the first year we're doing it. It's something that we've been putting together. We had some struggles along the way, but we've worked everything out. And we're even hoping to give out a car that day. So if anybody out there want to deal with us to help us give out a vehicle on that special day of the 26th, we would much appreciate it.
Yeah, our sister station, Hot 103.7, is sponsoring the event with you guys as well. Tech N9ne, kind of a big deal to have him there. How hard
is it? Wait. Just tell me if you agree, all right? So before I even knew who Tech N9ne, I knew the name, but I don't know what this dude looked like. Everyone kept telling me, dude, you look like Tech N9ne. You look like Tech N9ne, yeah, right? So I finally pulled, because usually someone else told me I look like Dennis Rodman. They were goddamn wrong about that one. But, so I pulled up Tech N9ne, and I'm like, oh, my God, I look like Tech N9ne.
Yeah, you do.
That is a weird thing. I can be his body double.
I said that a little while ago when I walked in. Did you? I was like, oh, I look like
Tech N9ne. What time are you guys starting this thing?
10 a.m.
10 a.m. So it's
an all-day-long event, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., okay. And it's free all the way until 5 o'clock with a whole day stage. Kid Sensation is on there, Donald Glad, a lot of Seattle bigs, Stevie Stone, UBI from Strange Music as well. We have a whole bunch of great music. And we also have a lot of games like axe throwing and hot shots basketball and a bunch of food trucks and just a really fun time that's free to everybody, all ages, come through the whole day. And then as kind of a separate event, we have a ticketed concert that nighttime.
Okay. Scott, you said you've been working on this for, you said, 2 years and 3 months?
Yes.
That is a long time, man. So how long were you willing to dedicate your time to make this happen? Just as long as it took, or was it like, I'm going to give myself 3 years, you know what I mean, before you just
Me and Redman are working on a TV show called The Dab Roast.
Okay.
And we've done a whole lot of podcasting with it, but now we're working on like a full Netflix version of it.
Oh, right
and
on.
As we're putting this thing together, we were like, we need more content, we need a big show to do something. So me and him created a production company called TDR Productions, and Sean has come out to every one of our parties. He's been a part of everything. He was a guest on our show. So we asked Sean, would you help us throw a big Seattle festival and host it for us? Sean's himself been trying to throw a big festival and be part of a festival for a couple years now. So we all were like, yeah, this is a great idea.
I was like, Sean, what is that like? You know, you're like, hey, man, I'm going to go to these. Like, I like to go to an event because I want to party. You know what I mean? Right, like, I'm having a good time. But then you become such a regular at the events that you want to work for us. And I'd be torn, like, well, I want to get drunk and messed up, man. You know, if
like,
I got to
like
work.
We don't at our work event.
Okay, right. But they know that here.
That's expected here.
Yeah. I mean,
we got the excuse, the radio rock and roll thing. Okay, yeah. Totally.
And as Sean said, we're trying to give a car away. So we're talking to a couple lots right now, but we found a charity that is willing to give a car lot a full write-off for that full retail value of that car if we can have that charity give it away at our event. And we're not trying to give a car away to the ticket winner. We're trying to give away the gift of giving. So if you win the car, you have to come up on stage, pull out your phone, and call somebody and give them a car in front of the audience.
Oh, no nice. Way.
Okay.
That's crazy.
It's about putting a smile on people's faces, man. It's about doing stuff in the community, but also it's a subject of surprise of someone to be able to help out someone else.
Right.
Sure.
And Sean, what year did you get to Seattle? Was it like 72, maybe? 70? Like,
I got here in 1989.
89,
yeah. I arrived in Seattle in 1989.
I'm just kidding. I know he was born in 69. I was just giving him
I arrived in 89, and I'm over here laughing my butt off.
Well, you've been here forever, man.
And I've seen the change of the city, and I've done a lot of community work, and I'm all about that. I mean, you can't live in a place expect to make money off people and not be a part of the community. It doesn't work that way.
Sure. Yeah. And your kids still living in Seattle?
Absolutely, they are.
And you had two sons that play college basketball, too.
Absolutely. I still got one that's he's a junior in college. He's still playing right now, so absolutely.
Do they want your advice or do they want you to shut up? You know
they
what I mean?
They want me to shut up.
Really?
I would have to, when it comes to your kids of that sort, I would have to go get another basketball player. I would go talk to Jamal Crawford. I would go talk to so many other guys that come over and put an influence on my sons because they don't really want to hear from you.
That's the crazy thing. If you're the parent, it doesn't matter what you say, and your buddy comes over and says the exact same thing. They're like, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Talk about you, Ted.
So you got to do that ahead of time.
Could you still dunk on one of your kids?
You know what? And this is the problem. I was just telling someone yesterday. I mean, I go out and I try to play some ball with my son. He's trying to dunk on me. He's at the age now where he just wants to dunk on me one time. So I actually have to go out there and play this Bill Laimbeer defense.
All right. Physical. So a little bit more physical than that.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's that.
Now, the crazy thing is, man, and I did not realize this, and Miles was researching this earlier today. You know, you got Kobe, you had LeBron James, right? And they're drafted out of high school. But in your case, what was it, University of Kentucky, I guess?
Yeah, but see, I never played college ball. Right.
Then a JUCO didn't play. And they got drafted in the first round anyway.
But you basically were one of the first athletes, and I know that technically that, but went from high school to the NBA.
Yeah, I was probably the first one that went from high school to the NBA because the rest of the guys who went before me, a guy like Moses Malone, I think it was Bill Willoughby was before me, those guys actually played in the ABA. So Moses played in the ABA at first. Bill played in the ABA at first. I never even practiced with a college team, so I was only in school for that 1 year, and then I was here in 1989. I graduated in 88, and I was here in 89.
Did that stress you out more, or did that give you more confidence, and just to basically go from high school and walk onto an NBA team?
Man, I'll take you to the experience real quick, man. It's the greatest feeling in this world. So here you are, you know, you're this kid, you worked your butt off. Obviously, you got to have a lot of swag, a lot of confidence, you know, to get drafted. But once you do get drafted, this is the realization. So I get drafted at the number 17 pick in Seattle in 1989.
How do they do that then? Do they call you on the phone?
Like, no, I'm actually watching the draft, so I know that I got drafted, and I had a pretty good feeling I was going to come to Seattle, and I'm very excited. But then I look at this list, and it has a projected of players, and then it has everybody. So it has A through Z. These guys are trying out for the team, guys who are already on the contract. And I look at it, 16 names on this list, and I'm at number 16. And I said, damn. Now I made it. Now I got a whole other mountain to climb.
Yeah. And you grew up in Indiana, right?
Absolutely.
And you should have been the Indiana State Player of the Year, but you didn't go to Indiana.
Go to Indiana.
So they kind of screwed you over and gave it to somebody else.
They let me
went
know
to Purdue or Indiana, right?
I went to Kentucky, the most hated school that you could possibly go to.
Yeah.
And there was no chance I was going to win that award.
Absolutely. Yeah. How's Sean Kemp's cannabis doing?
It's doing great, man. Business is great. I truly appreciate everybody's who's come to the store and buy a product. It's doing great. Thank you for asking. We have two stores. We have one in Belltown. We also have one in the Soto District. And they're doing great. They're getting better. I always like to let people know I have two stores. I have one in the Soto District and one in the Belltown District, and we appreciate everyone coming to both of them.
I've been to the one in Belltown.
Me too.
A couple of times.
Right. I bought my scooter there first. And then I bought weed there afterwards.
Well, you know, at the Belltown one, I have a big painting on the outside.
Right.
Of myself, but if you come to the Soto, you'll see there's a big painting of the inside. But this time I put like guys of Jimi Hendrix in there, Bruce Lee, guys from around the city of Seattle with some history. So I put Gary Payton, guy, different pictures of other than just myself.
Now, whose idea was it to put up the mural of you? I mean, was that you? Like, paint my ass.
Yes, exactly.
No, it was not. I'm just joking. I couldn't be that smart. It was the guys that I work with. They thought it would be a great idea. And then collectively, once we started talking about it, we all agreed that it would be a great idea.
Is it weird, though? I'm sure you're used to it now, right? Mm-hmm. But like the first time you roll up, like, there's a big-ass painting of me on the outside of a building. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I mean, the truth of it is, you know, they can put that painting of you on that building. But then even later, you'll come back and you'll say, that is a big-ass painting.
Right. Well, is it weird now? Because, I mean, you got busted for having weed at one point in time.
Right, absolutely.
Career. So is it strange to walk through that door and go, man, oh, man, because you had, like, everybody else, we're the same age. You had to hide that stuff.
Oh man,
forever.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I mean,
unless you're in Portland, maybe. But
I mean, the thing about that is this: is that I didn't want to come out and just be like, oh, there you go, now I can sell weed. But of course, inside, I was saying, hey, now I can sell weed legally.
Yeah, which is, I mean, in your lifetime, would you ever thought for one minute that you would
I had a buddy of mine when I first moved to Seattle. There's a buddy of mine. His name was John Gostein, man, and he used to tell me, he would tell me that weed is going to be legal around here one day. And I would say no, and he would always argue with me that it's going to be legal around here one day. And then it really grew on me, and then I was just like, is this really going to come true? And, you know, I was actually living in Houston when the weed was legalized here in Seattle. And then I moved back and started checking on the laws and what I could do to pertain to get me a store to get into the business. And it took a few years to team up with the right people. But I think I did a good job of teaming up with the right people. Now it's just about getting identified in the community, letting people know we have two stores, not just one. Right. And I think things will be great.
And you're selling Sean Payton's cookies? Gary Payton's cookies.
I'm definitely selling Gary Payton's
cookies. Have you been aware of Gary Payton's cookies, say, long before everyone else was aware of
Gary Payton's cookies? I was aware of Gary Payton's cookies.
Remember that?
I was trying the Gary Payton's cookies out before it was
Do you remember the SUV that you see around town, like 2005, it had the Superman logo in the front?
Yeah.
Was that his car?
That was his car.
I knew it. I was like, who else would customize a Superman logo in the front of their SUV? I'm like, that's got to be Gary Payton.
No doubt about it, man. He's a car guy, too.
Yeah.
So, right. And then didn't you used to own part of a bar down in Belton?
Yeah, that was my bar. Yeah, it was Queen Anne, Oscar's Kitchen.
Yeah. What haven't you done in the city?
Now you're promoting festivals?
I know. No, man. Yeah. I think that's what it's about. I mean, the best thing about not... being able to play ball and being identified in this city is one thing, but to be able to become friends with people around the city and be able to promote these things and be a part of certain things is another thing, and that's what puts a smile on my face.
Houston, we're all transplants. Yeah. And I mean, we've been here, what, 18 years?
18 years.
But I'm with you. I mean, it's great. It's great having friends here, and the Northwest is awesome.
Well, you brought up Houston. That's Willie Nelson's hometown. And, of course, if you ever smoked with, like, Willie or Snoop or any of those guys?
Absolutely, both of those guys.
Have you really?
Yes.
Now, what is that?
Who is the stronger smoker?
After, you know, obviously Snoop.
Well, who has the stronger weed?
Willie, no doubt about it.
Because he has his own label, or strain of weed and everything else.
Yes, Willie's
Reserve.
Willie's Reserve. Yeah. What's the difference? I mean,
Willie's Reserves is a more dense weed.
Okay.
So it's a strong, it's a very, very strong indica. And with Snoop actually has a professional roller. You don't know what you're
doing. That guy makes $100,000 a year.
There you go, man. So he has someone rolling him up on the side. You just smoking.
Well, his Puff Puff Pass tour, my kid went
Snoop
to it.
Snoop does the microwave trick, too. Every blunt goes in the microwave for a couple seconds.
Why is that now?
I went through a phase where all I smoked were blunts. And I was always about the microwave. Let technology help.
What does the microwave do?
Because you got to lick it to seal it instead of using your lighter and taking forever to seal it. Just 10 seconds in the microwave.
And it kind of fluffs it up and fills it out inside.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's not just for popcorn anymore, kids.
Yeah. No. Miles, I've done it at your house. You came upstairs. What's burning?
Until she opened up the microwave and she goes, really?
Is it crazy to realize you're smoking with Snoop Dogg?
No, it's awesome, man. He just had a concert here last week, and he was wearing my jersey on stage, man. I love the guy to death. One thing about Snoop that people really need to know, as good as a rapper that he is, he's really that smart of a person. And that's why you see him doing so many different things business-wise. The guy, he really gets it business-wise. So I enjoy sitting down talking to him about business.
Who do you think's in more commercials, Snoop or Shaq? Because Shaq
apparently was selling. Shaq,
I'll sell you car insurance. Yeah, I'll sell you printer ink.
There's nothing that Shaquille O'Neal can't do, trust me. The guy's everywhere. I mean, he gets it. Not just a good basketball player, but remember, he's a platinum rapper.
God, that's right.
He just dropped a really good song like 2 days ago.
Yeah. Right, is it honestly good?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
And he was Kazam. He was in Blue Chips.
Yeah, I mean, Kazam is his claim to fame.
Yeah.
You know, well, Blue Chips.
Wasn't that Sinbad?
Yeah.
I mean, he played him.
Hey, you got to remember, that's his chicken place down there, Climbing Pledge.
That's right. Yeah,
it's Big Chicken.
That's his chicken. Mm-hmm. That's his chicken.
Can you hang out for a little bit longer?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll be back more with Sean Kemp right after these. Supersonics legend Sean Kemp with us in studio. The Cantana Festival, August 26th in Renton. Tech 9 and local guy, Swisher Sleep. Will also be on the bill. Tickets on sale, CantanaFest.com. Sean, who would you say, and I'm sure that you are, you're probably in the know that hopefully the Supersonics will be back here in a couple years, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think we're closer to getting them than them being away.
And maybe Vegas, but it seems like Seattle is.
I think Seattle and Vegas is at the top of the list right now for both teams.
Who's the hardest guy that you ever had to play up against?
You know, I could name a lot of guys out there who was tough for me to play against, but there's one guy that I always would give respect to. That's Karl Malone. Playing against Karl really taught me a lot, man. He's a big, strong guy who who likes to throw elbows, and he was a very good player. And, you know, he had had another good friend beside him, John Stockton, and I think myself and Gary Payton both learned a lot from both of those guys.
He was the mailman, you were the rain man.
Except for, man.
He had an 18-wheeler and drove, you know, a cowboy hat on.
Yeah, you know, he would actually drive that 18-wheeler before the game sometimes and try to intimidate us. But I used to laugh at that stuff, though.
All right, I got one for you. I'm sure you've been asked this before. Are you still in contact? Did you ever talk like Lister?
Yeah, absolutely.
Lister Blister.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you a story. Lister called me.
That dunk
is so famous. He got a hold of me about a year ago. He was actually, a year and a half ago, he was over in the Philippines.
All right.
And he said that every time he walked down the street, people was doing the point to him. So he was like,
it never goes away.
I went all the way over here to the Philippines and I still can't get rid of you.
There's been a lot of ducks in the NBA. That one is just so tough.
Absolutely. Have you ever flown coach on an airline?
I have, man. An emergency, and then I tell you what, I got this theory about coach, man. When you fly coach, I sit the exit row, but then I stand up the whole flight.
I have to.
Literally stand up the whole flight.
You're 6'10". I mean,
right.
And but normally I fly first class, but sometimes first class is taken, and people are not giving up those first classes.
No, I don't blame them.
I'll go back and I'll sit in the coach. I'll just stand up the whole flight.
What's the worst shot you've taken to the head, just not being able to see something and running into something?
No doubt. Bill Laimbeer hit me. When I first came into the NBA, I still had a little of the high schoolish in me.
Yeah.
So you know how guys will start pointing at you from one bench, and then, in high school, you point back at them, you're like, hey, you shut up.
Right.
So the Pistons were pointing at me. So I started pointing back at him. One of the guys on my team said, hey, do not point back. That's the bad boys. I was like, so what? I'll point back at him. He said, I wouldn't do that. Well, I woke up in the hospital.
Oh, damn. Hey. Was he a nice guy off the court?
But I'll be honest with you, he's a hell of a basketball player.
Yeah.
No one can argue that one.
No.
Someone has a good question here. Just as far as weed goes, so you have your two locations, right?
Right.
Soto and Belltown. Do you sell any of your products out of store?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No, I don't. I don't put my name on any products currently.
Okay. All right.
It's like anything else in business. You want to take your time before you jump into something. I don't want to put my name on products and then have all these other companies using my likeness. So until I can have a blueprint on exactly what I'm going to do business-wise when it comes to products, I won't do it.
Are you more busy now that you're not playing basketball?
Absolutely.
Than when you were?
Absolutely, because now it's not just about myself, it's about the workers who work for me. So you not only have to worry about in basketball, you just kind of, you had to worry about yourself. Of course, your teammates, you're accountable for your teammates also. And I think that's what's helping me out in business a little bit, is that I was able to work with guys on the court and keep a good team together. And now in business, it's kind of the same thing. But no, I generally enjoy working with people, and that's your responsibility to handle your business for that team.
Are people kind of shocked when they walk in your store and there you are?
Yeah, absolutely. They smile.
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
The good thing about doing this is that just here in the last 2 days, I've had a person from Greece, Australia, 2 days ago come see me, and today already I've had a person from Florida, Tennessee, and New York come see me.
Well, the All-Star weekend, it had to be huge.
Yeah, so the All-Star week was absolutely huge, but generally, every week goes by, we get people from around the country who just travel here just to come by and see the weed stores, which is very cool.
Especially with the cruise industry and everything else.
It had to be cool, man. You think about it like this. I've been to McDonald's 10,000 times in my life. Never met Ronald goddamn McDonald. Now, you know what I mean? So, like, when you go to a place named after someone,
right,
you don't expect them to be. Like you said, if you go to Climate Pledge and go to Shaq's Chicken, you do not expect Shaquille O'Neal to be there.
Right.
So people probably have that same mentality. Walk into your weed shop and they're like, I will be damned.
It's cool that you guys say that, because absolutely, that's the element of surprise that I try to bring to the business and spend so much time there. So generally, if I'm not at one location, I'm at the other location. I switch them around every other day. And just to stay identified with the people, to let them know that I'm doing this hands-on.
Right on, man.
Yep.
I went there to pick him up earlier today, and I didn't know if it's a normal thing, but he was there at his store, and there were people waiting on him to show up. And as soon as he pulls up, he's like, oh, how many of y'all? And he goes and grabs a bunch of jerseys, and he gave out jerseys to all the kids and signed them all in his parking lot. And I was like, I was amazed by it.
What about adult?
Yeah, my kids.
Listen, man.
Our jerseys.
I watch my kids get hooked up with everything. We go, hey, come here, son. And I'm like, bro, this is your first game. That's you know right. what I mean? Right. I spent the money to be here. I bought your popcorn, your cotton candy, your goddamn Dippin' Dots and the Sprite I told you not to tell your mother about, and you got a freebie? Damn, I got to go to the team store, brother. Yeah. I'm dropping $90.
Well, speaking of that, all your kids are grown up now, right?
Absolutely.
That's got to be a relief.
Man, absolutely. They're grown up. They got through college.
I mean, no more Father's Day jokes for you. None of that crap.
No,
I mean,
man. Like, you know what? And they're all smarter than me. They graduated from college, and you can't be.
Did you pay for that?
Yes.
Jesus. I mean, I don't even want to tell you what I just paid for college.
Everybody was like,
I mean, couldn't you just
bowed.
Hey, those payments was well worth it, man. Absolutely. Yeah.
And they were all out of state probably, too.
I'm hoping either my kids
Actually, most of them went to school at UW and Washington State.
Really? See, that's pricey, man. I got two kids, and all I can think is either get a scholarship on academics, which seems unlikely, get it on sports, which is on, or just be dumb enough where we all agree, like, it's just not worth the money. That's all. I'm just trying to save money, man.
But you're not a grandparent yet.
No,
right?
No, not okay, a grandparent right. yet, man. Just, you know, it's a tough thing. I pity what the families out there putting their kids through college, especially if you have more than two or three.
Well, yeah.
It's some definitely work that goes behind that.
At least your two sons maybe got a scholarship?
Yeah. My son was able to get a scholarship to UW, but my daughters also went to college, and you got to be there, and they got to be treated well the whole time through, too.
What's it like being a kid and your dad is Sean Kemp?
Well, I think, like I said before, the thing about it is this, is that you these days you want to be cool, but you have to be dad.
Right.
And then, you got to lay down the rules, and that's just the way it is. And I think with myself, my parents always told me to have a good foundation, man. So that's what I try to push out on my kids. You have a strong foundation, and then things can only be better from there.
Now, do you think it works? Because I try to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, are they even listening?
Don't know until they get out of the house.
Until they're like 30. Yeah. And
they have to get out of the house, and still then you have to give them a little time.
Sure.
But, you know, as long as they're your kids, you got to support them, and that's the thing about it. It doesn't matter if they mess up. It doesn't matter if they do well. You still got to be there for them.
Well, you got to, mm-hmm. your daughter, I mean, she introduces you to her boyfriend or whatever. I mean, what's the look on this guy's face?
Oh, man, you want to scare the hell out of this guy. You hear me? He's literally, like, he's trying to shake your hand, and you're like, really? Really? You want to shake my hand right now? We'll crush your hand. But,
I mean, not only you have to say anything, you just look down at him.
That's right. No, but no, you treat them fairly, and I think they come back and treat you fairly also.
Was there one moment in your NBA career that you'll always remember that was just something special to you, or just maybe it was off the wall or whatever, but you'll never forget it?
Yeah, I do, man. Just as me telling you, just being a kid, walking into that locker room, seeing these big, huge guys was very intimidating. You know, very intimidating. And it came back to this thing that this coach told me a long time ago. And I asked this coach one time, I was trying out for a team when I was a kid, and there was 350 kids in the gym. And I was like, how do you become number one? And this coach told me, he goes, well, you don't have to fight everybody at one time. You just got to fight them one at a time.
Yeah, that's true.
He goes, take your time and go through them one at a time. So that's what I kind of did when I got here, man. It was intimidating to see a lot of these older guys in the locker room. But when I was able to realize that I could use my brain and my smarts, my speed and my quickness when I was young to my advantage, that's what I've done.
But yeah, you drafted at 89 or whatever it was. Did you ever think you'd spend the rest of your life in Seattle? I mean, for the most part of your life.
I did. I knew I would spend a lot of time here because once I got traded from Seattle, I went to Cleveland, and then I knew that I wanted to come back to Seattle.
He's not kidding, man. That's not even a swipe of Cleveland.
Like, look, I can't get back to the Sonics, so I'm going to get traded to the Portland Trail Blazers. But I got to get back close to Seattle for sure.
Right, you got the Emerald City or the mistake by the lake.
Right. Well, Kevin Clabro, who went down there and did the call for the Trail Blazers after the Sonics were down, he gave you the nickname the Rain Man.
Yes, he did. Man. Kevin, he came up, actually, you know, they were trying to name me the reindeer, and I was like, no way, that's not going on. And then he was like, the Rain Man, and then I was like, you know, and I was like, man, it rains so much around here, I'm going to be the Rain Man every day around here, but I don't know. And then they was like, no, not rain, like R-A-I-N, like rain like thunder, like, you know, the old school, like the gladiators, the old school rain. And I was like, hey, I don't know, man, but you know, I went to sleep that night. I woke up at 3 in the morning, and I was calling these guys at the radio station. And I was like, yeah, we're going to take the rain, man. Right?
Yeah.
So immediately, I think in the next week, we put my name on some water bottles, Talking Rain. Things just popped off really fast.
Did the movie mess it up for you?
The Costco brothers put me on the posters. It really took off from that point.
Yeah, it used to be the Iceman, George Gervin.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, well, at first, so it was like the Iceman. Then I was like, well, I'm Dr. K. And I was like, there's already a Dr. J. You can't be Dr. K.
Dr. K sounds like a drug reward.
Thank you. I was like, I've been to Burning Man. I've met Dr. K.
Sean Kemp and Scott McKinley, thank you guys so much. The Cantana Fest is August
20th.
Cantana Fest is August 26th in Renton. Tech 9 will be there. Our sister station, Hot 103.7, is putting that on. Tickets are on sale now at CantanaFest.com. Thank you guys so much for stopping in.
Yeah, please buy tickets, cool. And we appreciate everybody for listening to us.
Sean, the day's coming up. You are listening to The Men's Room. Supersonics legend Sean Kemp with us in studio. The Cantana Festival, August 26th in Renton. Tech 9 and local guy, Swisher Sleep, will also be on the bill. Tickets on sale, CantanaFest.com. Sean, who would you say, and I'm sure that you are, you're probably in the know that hopefully the Supersonics will be back here in a couple years, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think we're closer to getting them than them being away.
And maybe Vegas, but it seems like Seattle is.
I think Seattle and Vegas is at the top of the list right now for both teams.
Who's the hardest guy that you ever had to play up against?
You know, I could name a lot of guys out there who was tough for me to play against, but there's one guy that I always would give respect to. That's Karl Malone. You know, he kind of, you know, playing against Karl really taught me a lot, man. He's a big, strong guy who likes to throw elbows, and he was a very good player. And, you know, he had another good friend beside him, John Stockton, and I think myself and Gary Payton both learned a lot from both of those guys.
He was the mailman, you were the rain man.
He was,
except for he had an 18-wheeler and drove, you know, cowboy hat on.
Yeah, you know, he would actually drive that 18-wheeler before the game sometimes and try to intimidate us. But I used to laugh at that stuff, though.
All right, I got one for you. I'm sure you've been asked this before. Are you still in contact? Did you ever talk like Lister?
Yeah, absolutely.
Lister Blister.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you a story. Lister called me.
That dunk
is so
famous.
He got a hold of me about a year ago. He was actually, a year and a half ago, he was over in the Philippines.
All right.
And he said that every time he walked down the street, people was doing the point to him. So he was like,
it never goes away.
I went all the way over here to the Philippines and I still can't get rid of you.
There's been a lot of ducks in the NBA. That one is just so tough.
Absolutely. Have you ever flown coach on an airline?
I have, man, on emergency. And then I tell you what, I got this theory about coach, man. When you fly coach, I sit the exit row, but then I stand up the whole flight.
I have to.
Literally stand up the whole flight.
You're 6'10". I mean,
right.
And but normally I fly first class, but sometimes first class is taken and people are not giving up those first classes.
No, I don't blame them.
I'll go back and I'll sit in the coach. I'll just stand up the whole flight.
What's the worst shot you've taken to the head, just not being able to see something and running into something?
No doubt. Bill Laimbeer hit me. When I first came into the NBA, I still had a little of the high schoolish in me.
Yeah.
So you know how guys will start pointing at you from one bench. And then, you know, in high school, you point back at him. You're like, hey, yeah, you shut up.
Right.
So the Pistons were pointing at me. So I started pointing back at him. One of the guys on my team said, hey, do not point back. That's the bad boys. I was like, so what? I'll point back at him. He said, I wouldn't do that. Well, I woke up in the hospital.
Oh, damn. Hey. Was he a nice guy off the court?
You know, I'll be honest with you. He's a hell of a basketball player.
No one can argue that one.
No.
Someone has a good question here. Just as far as weed goes, so you have your two locations, right?
Right.
Soto and Belltown. Do you sell any of your products out of store?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No, I don't. I don't put my name on any products currently.
Okay. All right.
It's like anything else in business. You want to take your time before you jump into something. I don't want to put my name on products and then have all these other companies using my likeness. So until I can have a blueprint on exactly what I'm going to do business-wise when it comes to products, I won't do it.
Are you more busy now that you're not playing basketball
Absolutely.
Than when you were?
Absolutely. Because Now, it's not just about myself. It's about the workers who work for me. So you not only have to worry about in basketball, you just kind of, you know, you have to worry about yourself. Of course, your teammates. You're accountable for your teammates also. And I think that's what's helping me out in business a little bit is that I was able to work with guys on the court and keep a good team together. And now in business, it's kind of the same thing. But no, I generally enjoy working with people, and that's your responsibility to handle your business for that team.
Are people kind of shocked when they walk in your store and there you are?
Yeah, absolutely. They smile.
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
And I, you know, the good thing about doing this is that just here in the last 2 days, I've had a person from Greece, Australia, 2 days ago come see me, and today already I've had a person from Florida, Tennessee, and New York come see me.
Well, the All-Star Weekend, it had to be huge.
Yeah, so the All-Star Week was absolutely huge, but generally, every week goes by, we get people from around the country who just travel here just to come by and see the weed stores, which is very cool.
Especially with the cruise industry and everything else.
It had to be cool, man. You think about it like this. I've been to McDonald's 10,000 times in my life. Never met Ronald goddamn McDonald. Now, you know what I mean? So, like, when you go to a place named after someone, you don't expect them to be, like you said, if you go to Climate Pledge and go to Shaq's Chicken, you do not expect Shaquille O'Neal to be there.
Right.
So people probably have that same mentality. Walk into your weed shop and they're like, I will be damned.
It's cool that you guys say that because absolutely, that's the element of surprise that I try to bring to the business and spend so much time there. So generally, if I'm not at one location, I'm at the other location. I switch them around every other day. And just to stay identified with the people to let them know that I'm doing this hands-on.
Right on, man.
Yep. I went there to pick him up earlier today, and I didn't know if it's a normal thing, but he was there at his store, and there were people waiting on him to show up. And as soon as he pulls up, he's like, oh, how many of y'all? He goes and grabs a bunch of jerseys, and he gave out jerseys to all the kids and signed them all in his parking lot. And I was like, I was amazed by it.
What about adult?
Listen, man,
I watch my kids get hooked up with everything. We go, hey, come here, son. And I'm like, bro, this is your first game. You know what I mean? I spent the money to be here. I bought your popcorn, your cotton candy, your goddamn Dippin' Dots and the Sprite I told you not to tell your mother about, and you got a freebie? Damn, I got to go to the team store, brother. I'm dropping $90.
Well, speaking of that, all your kids are grown up now, right?
Absolutely.
That's got to be a relief.
Man, absolutely. They're grown up. They got through college.
I mean, no more Father's Day jokes for you. None of that crap.
No, man. You know what? And they're all smarter than me. They graduated from college, and you can't
be. Did you pay for that?
Yes.
Jesus. I mean, I don't even want to tell you what I just paid for college.
Everybody was like,
I mean, couldn't you just
bow to me?
Hey, those payments was well worth it, man. Absolutely. Yeah.
And they were all out of state probably, too.
I'm hoping either my kids
actually, most of them went to school at UW and Washington State.
Really? See, that's pricey, man. I got two kids, and all I can think is either get a scholarship on academics, which seems unlikely, get it on sports, which is on, or just be dumb enough where we all agree, like, it's just not worth the money. That's all. I'm just trying to save money, man.
But you're not a grandparent yet.
No,
right?
No, not okay, a grandparent right. yet, man. Just, you know, it's a tough thing. I pity with the families out there putting their kids through college, especially if you have more than two or three.
Well, yeah.
It's some definitely work that goes behind this.
At least your two sons maybe got a scholarship?
Yeah. My son was able to get a scholarship to UW, but my daughters also went to college, and you got to be there, and they got to be treated well the whole time through, too.
It like being a kid and your dad is Sean Kemp?
Well, I think, like I said before, the thing about it is this, is that you these days you want to be cool, but you have to be dad.
Right.
And then, you got to lay down the rules, and that's just the way it is. And I think with myself, my parents always told me to have a good foundation, man. So that's what I try to push out on my kids. You have a strong foundation, and then things can only be better from there.
Now, do you think it works? Because I try to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, are they even listening?
Don't know until they get out of the house.
Until they're like 30. Yeah. Until
they have to get out of the house, and still then you have to give them a little time.
Sure.
But, you know, as long as they're your kids, you got to support them, and that's the thing about it. It doesn't matter if they mess up. It doesn't matter if they do well. You still got to be there for them.
Well, you got your daughter, I mean, she introduces you to her boyfriend or whatever. I mean, what's the look on this guy's face?
Oh, man, you want to scare the hell out of this guy. You hear me? He's literally, like, he's trying to shake your hand, and you're like, really? Really? You want to shake my hand right now? We'll crush your hand. But,
I mean, not only do you have to say anything, you just look down at him.
That's right. No, but no, you treat them fairly, and I think they come back and treat you fairly also.
Was there one moment in your NBA career that you always remember that was just something special to you, or just maybe it was off the wall or whatever, but you'll never forget it?
Yeah, I do, man. Just as I've been telling you, just being a kid, walking into that locker room, seeing these big, huge guys was very intimidating. You know, very intimidating. And it came back to this thing that this coach told me a long time ago. And I asked this coach one time, I was trying out for a team when I was a kid, and there was 350 kids in the gym. And I was like, how do you become number one? And this coach told me, he goes, well, you don't have to fight everybody at one time. You just got to fight them one at a time.
Yeah, that's true.
He goes, take your time and go through them one at a time. So that's what I kind of did when I got here, man. It was intimidating to see a lot of these older guys in the locker room. But when I was able to realize that I could use my brain and my smarts, my speed and my quickness when I was young to my advantage, that's what I've done.
But yeah, you drafted in 89 or whatever it was. Did you ever think you'd spend the rest of your life in Seattle? I mean, for the most part of your life.
I did. I knew I would spend a lot of time here because once I got traded from Seattle, I went to Cleveland.
Mm.
And then I knew that I wanted to come back to Seattle.
He's not kidding, man. That's not even a swipe of Cleveland.
Like, look, I can't get back to the Sonics, so I'm going to get traded to the Portland Trail Blazers. Right. But I got to get back close to Seattle for sure.
Right, you got the Emerald City or the mistake by the lake.
Right. Well, Kevin Clabro, who went down there and did the call for the Trail Blazers after the Sonics were done, he gave you the nickname, the Rain Man.
Yes, he did, man. Kevin, he came up. Actually, you know, they were trying to name me the reindeer, and I was like, no way, that's not going on. And then he was like, the Rain Man, and then I was like, you know, and I was like, man, it rains so much around here, I'm gonna be the Rain Man every day around here, but I don't know. And then they was like, no, not rain like R-A-I-N, like rain like thunder, like, you know, the old school, like the gladiators, the old school rain. And I was like, hey, I don't know, man, but you know, I went to sleep that night. I woke up at 3 in the morning, and I was calling these guys at the radio station. And I was like, yeah, we're going to take the Rain Man. Right?
Yeah.
So immediately, I think in the next week, we put my name on some water bottles, talking rain. Things just popped off really fast.
Did the movie mess it up for you?
The Costco brothers put me on the posters. It really took off from that point.
Yeah, it used to be the Iceman, George Gervin.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, well, at first, so it was like the Iceman. Then I was like, well, I'm Dr. K. And it was like, there's already a Dr. J.
Dr. K sounds like a drug where you
went. Thank you. I was like, I've been to Burning Man. I've met Dr. K.
Sean Kemp and Scott McKinley, thank you guys so much. The Cantana Fest is August
20th.
Cantana Fest is August 26th in Renton. Tech 9 will be there. Our sister station, Hot 103.7, is putting that on. Tickets are on sale now at CantanaFest.com. Thank you guys so much for stopping in.
Please buy tickets, and we appreciate everybody for listening to us.
Sean, the day's coming up. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Want more of The Men's Room? Download the new podcast from Miles and Thrill, The Greatest Story Never Told. Available on Radio.com.
And I forgot. Big Dummy 206-803 Rock.
Dip responsibly.
Hello, Brad. Welcome to the men's room.
Yeah, what's up, guys? It's Brad the Meat Man.
Hola.
Hey, Brad. What's up, Brad?
What up, Ted?
Are you back in Washington State?
Yeah, dude. We were in Chemult this morning. I'm driving up with Lance. You know where we're going?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, so you're sober then, Brad. Gotcha.
Oh, no. Lance is driving.
All right, okay.
No, man.
Hell no, man.
Don't ruin my reputation. Hell no.
How many times have you made him pull over so you could pee?
Nah, dude, doing shots. No big deal.
All right, Brad. What are you never going to do again on our men's room poll? Live sports, concerts, movies, or Vegas?
You know, I was going to say Vegas, but if it's going to a movie, like to a movie theater, I would lose that.
No, also on
you
demand.
You can't watch them at home. Can't watch them on a plane.
Oh, no, then Vegas.
It's got to be.
All right.
All right, Brad, here's your question. What flavor of Pop-Tart does Buddy the Elf use in his spaghetti in Elf?
What flavor of Pop-Tart?
Yep.
It's got to be strawberry.
Chocolate fudge, yeah.
So if you had to mix a Pop-Tart in your spaghetti, Brad, would you go a strawberry Pop-Tart in your spaghetti if you had to use a Pop-Tart?
I mean, yeah, you know, fruit, sure.
No, I think I go brown sugar, man. Unfrosted. All right.
You're smart.
Thank you. Yes, I know how to mix Pop-Tarts and pasta, brother. I am your source. All right, your question. How many digits of pi are there?
How many digits?
I'll accept one of two answers.
It's infinity.
It is infinity.
I would accept...
Brad, I'll see you tomorrow, dude.
I'd accept three or infinite, because most people say 3.14. But I say, all right, I'll take that. Or infinite.
I just said eight.
But which, you're not wrong. You know, if it's infinite, basically any number you list should be fair. So here's my thing. They have established the fact that they believe pi to be infinite. And then once every 2 years, they'll tell you, our new supercomputer got this many numbers. Well, if it's infinite, you know, why are you still pursuing this?
Right.
It does. If you know that it is infinite, you understand then the only thing you're going to discover is failure. It is impossible for you to solve it. Right. So why? Why do we care? We'll stick with 3.14. We're done, guys.
My niece rattled off at least 90 seconds. Her teacher challenged the class to try to go as far back as they could on pi. I showed you that video 90 seconds
now,
long.
Now, okay, was she right? Because I could go 3.14772.
She was correct.
Because if I told you that I believe that, you'd be like, wow, dude, that's impressive. It's not. I lied. But she actually got the right numbers.
She did.
Okay.
Yeah. Game is a big dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
How you doing in that?
Hola. Tom, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
Okay. Tom, welcome to Big Dummy. All right, what are you never going to do again there? Live sports, concerts, movies, or Vegas?
I have to say Vegas.
Vegas. Have you been?
Yes, several times.
When's the last time?
Oh, probably been 20 years almost.
Okay, it's been a while.
All right.
Actually, my main motivation to go to Vegas now, I want to see, what's the new building, the Orb?
Orb looks amazing.
It sounds stupid, but like they were showing what it can do just on the outside. So even if I don't get inside to see the event, I was like, that's actually
Is it the sphere?
Might be the sphere.
It's the sphere.
I knew it's something round, all right?
I saw one perspective from a pilot who's flying into Vegas, and the sphere just had a giant-ass eyeball that just kept like staring at the plane as it's rolling in.
It's weird.
It looks so cool, though, man. All right, here is your question. Alexander the Great was the leader of which empire?
He was Greek.
Roman.
Macedonian. They're very definitive differences, right? Between Greek, Roman, Macedonian.
Well, his father was Alexander of Macedon, Philip of Macedon.
That thing is crazy.
Are you looking at it? Yeah.
Is that new?
Have you not seen it?
No.
It opens officially, I want to say, in September. U2 is going to be the first performance at the Sphere.
Are they playing? They're actually playing inside?
They're playing inside. So the inside is like a concert hall, auditorium, sporting event, whatever you got to do. But the outside is the thing. Seriously, if you have the chance to Google image the sphere, thank you.
Wow.
In Vegas.
They're just kind of practicing it right now.
Yeah, that's all they're doing right now. This is not officially.
Man, is that cool.
It's super cool.
Damn.
So now maybe I have to go back to Vegas.
All right.
I know. Like,
I mean,
yeah, exactly.
Get the hell with movies.
Yeah, forget movies.
Actually, that would be.
How cool is that thing? Yeah.
That's awesome.
All right, back to you, Tom. Your question, what TV judge wrote the book, quote, "Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining"?
TV judge?
Yes.
There's like one.
There's a lot of TV judges.
I don't know, Harry from Night Court?
Harry from Night Court. No.
I'll say Judy.
Judge Judy, yes.
There's also Judge, Brown.
Right. Locker. Is he still doing a show?
Yeah.
Judge Steve Harvey.
Judge Steve Harvey, yeah.
I guess so, yeah.
There's not a lot. All right, your question. What pop vocal group performs at the wedding in Bridesmaids?
I have no idea. Genesis.
Is it the group or just the song?
I think it's the actual group. I think.
Well, it's Wilson Phillips. It's
correct.
The song.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Sorry, I didn't see the movie.
No, I'm trying to remember the end of the movie. I felt like it was just the actor singing it. I could be totally
wrong. It could have been. I don't know. Either way, Wilson Phillips is awful. All right, your question. In the Disney movie 101 Dalmatians, what was stolen from the Dearley family? Don't overthink it.
Two of the puppies.
In the Disney movie 101 Dalmatians, what was stolen from the Dearley family was 101 Dalmatians.
Oh, it took them all.
Which, you know, frankly, might be a good thing. At that point, you're a dog hoarder. I'm just saying.
So you are correct. They were in the movie.
They were in the movie. Okay. Yeah.
Let's hold on.
Please don't sing that song. God, I hate that song, man.
Just for one more day.
Shut up. All right, your question. What movie character said, "I may not be a smart man, but I know what love is"?
Jenny, that was Forrest Gump.
You know, which, on a quick side note, does that make Lou Gramm from Foreigner stupid?
Because he wants to know what love is?
He wants to know what love is. Forrest Gump's like, "I'm not a smart man. I know what love is."
No, but that guy's trying to set a trap. Like, I want to know what love is. Guess you'll have to show me. Right? It's set a trap.
You're saying he's a predator. Forrest Gump's just like, "No, I respect love."
I think I know what Jenny did now.
Connect with the Men's Room on Instagram at Men's Room Live.
All right, if you made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast a young man named Cash. He's about 10 years old, and he very recently saw country star Lainey Wilson in concert. Now, this little kid, he had the cowboy hat on, and he's dressed for the occasion, but he had a sign, and the sign read, quote, "Lainey helped me win my bet. I need a hug. Then my brother owes me $50. So Lainey, she invites Cash up on stage and helped Cash win, well, some cash by giving him a hug. Right? The whole crowd cheers. Nice. It's this big moment. And then afterwards, when you watch the video, you see him whisper something into her ear. And she kind of has a shocked face. But I'll let Lainey explain exactly what he said. Keep in mind, this is the middle of a concert. And then she tells the crowd what this kid just said.
I won't believe what Cash just said. He literally just said, "I got to tell you something. My brother likes your butt."
Yeah.
She does have a great ass.
It is just funny. She does.
But she embraces it.
Well, I was going to say, if you watch Yellowstone, she was just like the hot new character that could sing. And like one of the cowboys started like hooking up with her and everything. And then, yeah, it was like, I don't know, 6 months later. Because I was like, man, this girl's kind of awesome. And it was like 6 months later that video showed up and then she's just blown up.
She blown up. And somebody asked her, "Do you mind people talking about your butt all the time?" And she's like, "My ass sold records." She's like, "Everyone kept talking about my ass, and then they heard my music, and then I sold like millions of copies." She's like, "I'm just fine with that."
Good.
But man, I like that. My brother likes your butt. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, Pichola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Aw, man!
A Double Flush production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Want more of The Men's Room? Download the new podcast from Miles and Thrill, The Greatest Story Never Told. Available on radio.com.
And I forgot. Name is Big Dummy 206-803 Rock.
Big Dummy!
Dip responsibly.
Hello, Brad. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Yeah, what's up, guys? It's Brad the Meat Man.
Hola.
Hey, Brad.
What's up, Brad?
What up, Ted?
Are you back in Washington State?
Yeah, dude, we're in Chemult this morning. I'm driving up with Lance. You know where we're going?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, so you're sober then, Brad. Gotcha.
Oh, no. Lance is driving.
All right, okay.
No, man.
Hell no, man.
Don't ruin my reputation. Hell no.
How many times have you made him pull over so you could pee?
Nah, dude, doing shots. No big deal.
All right, Brad. What are you never going to do again on our Men's Room poll? Live sports, concerts, movies, or Vegas?
You know, I was going to say Vegas, but if it's going to a movie... Like, to a movie theater, I would lose that.
No, but also on demand.
You can't watch them at home, can't watch them on a plane.
Oh, movie no, theater. No, then Vegas.
It's got to be
Vegas.
All right, Brad, here's your question. What flavor of Pop-Tart does Buddy the Elf use in his spaghetti in Elf?
What flavor Pop-Tart?
Yeah.
It's got to be strawberry.
Chocolate.
Chocolate fudge, yeah.
So if you had to mix a Pop-Tart in your spaghetti, Brad, would you go a strawberry Pop-Tart in your spaghetti if you had to use a Pop-Tart?
I mean, yeah, you know, fruit, sure.
No, I think I go brown sugar, man. Unfrosted. Mm. All right.
You're smart.
Thank you. Yes, I know how to mix Pop-Tarts and pasta, brother. This is I am your source. All right, your question, how many digits of pi are there?
How many digits?
I'll accept one of two answers.
It's infinity.
It is infinity.
I would accept...
Brad, I'll see you tomorrow, dude.
I'd accept three or infinite, because most people say 3.14. Right. But I say, all right, I'll take that. Or infinite.
I just said eight.
But which, you're not wrong. You know, if it's infinite, basically any number you list should be fair. So here's my thing. They have established the fact that they believe pi to be infinite. And then once every 2 years, they'll tell you, our new supercomputer... got this many numbers. Well, if it's infinite, you know, why are you still pursuing this?
Right.
It does. If you know that it is infinite, you understand then the only thing you're going to discover is failure. It is impossible for you to solve it. Right. So why? Why do we care? We'll stick with 3.14. We're done, guys.
My niece rattled off at least 90 seconds. Her teacher challenged the class to try to go as far back as they could on pi. I showed you that video 90 seconds
now,
long.
Okay, but wait. Was she right? Because I could go 3.14772.
She was correct.
Because if I told you that I believe that, you'd be like, wow, dude, that's impressive. It's not. I lied. But she actually got the right numbers.
She did.
Okay.
Yeah. Game is a Big Dummy 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
How you doing in that?
Hola. Tom, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober.
Okay. Tom, welcome to Big Dummy. All right, what are you never going to do again there? Live sports, concerts, movies, or Vegas?
I have to say Vegas.
Vegas. Have you been?
Yes, several times.
When's the last time?
Oh, probably been 20 years almost.
Okay, it's been a while.
All right. Actually, my main motivation to go to Vegas now, I want to see, what's the new building, the Orb?
That globe, orb looks amazing.
It sounds stupid, but like they were showing what it can do just on the outside. So even if I don't get inside to see the event, I was like, that's actually
Is it the sphere?
Might be the sphere.
It's the sphere.
I knew it's something round, all right?
I saw one perspective from a pilot who's flying into Vegas, and the sphere just had a giant-ass eyeball that just kept, like, staring at the plane as it's rolling in.
It's weird.
It looks so cool, though, man. All right, here is your question. Alexander the Great was the leader of which empire?
He was Greek.
Roman.
Macedonian. They're very definitive differences, right? Between Greek, Roman, Macedonian.
Well, his father was Alexander Macedon, Philip of Macedon.
That thing is crazy.
Are you looking at it? Yeah.
Is that new?
Have you not seen it?
No.
It opens officially, I want to say, in September. U2 is going to be the first perform at the Sphere.
Are they playing? They're actually playing,
inside. So the inside is like a concert hall, auditorium, sporting event, whatever you got to do. But the outside is the thing. Seriously, if you have the chance to Google image the sphere, thank you.
Wow.
In Vegas.
They're just kind of practicing it right now.
Yeah, that's all they're doing right now. This is not officially
open. Man, is that cool?
It's super cool.
Damn.
So now maybe I have to go back to Vegas.
All right.
I know. Like,
yeah, yeah, exactly.
Get the hell with movies.
Yeah, forget movies.
Actually, that would be.
How cool is that thing? Yeah.
That's awesome.
All right, back to you, Tom. Your question, what TV judge wrote the book, quote, "Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining"?
TV judge?
Yes.
There's like one.
There's a lot of TV judges.
I don't know. Harry from Night Court?
Harry from Night Court. No.
I'll say Judy.
Judge Judy, yes.
There's also Judge, Brown.
Right. Locker. Is he still doing a show?
Yeah.
Judge Steve Harvey.
Judge Steve Harvey, yeah.
I guess so, yeah.
There's not a lot. All right, your question. What pop vocal group performs at the wedding in Bridesmaids?
I have no idea. Genesis.
Is it the group or just the song?
I think it's the actual group. I think.
Well, it's Wilson Phillips. It's
correct.
The song.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Sorry, I didn't see the movie.
No, I'm trying to remember the end of the movie. I felt like it was just the actor singing it. I could be totally wrong.
It could have been. I don't know. Either way, Wilson Phillips is awful. All right, your question. In the Disney movie 101 Dalmatians, what was stolen from the Dearley family? Don't overthink it.
Two of the puppies.
In the Disney movie 101 Dalmatians, what was stolen from the Dearley family was 101 Dalmatians.
Oh, it took them all.
Which, you know, frankly, might be a good thing. At that point, you're a dog hoarder. I'm just saying.
Throw, you are correct. They were in the movie.
They were in the movie. Okay. Yep.
Let's hold on.
Please don't sing that song. God, I hate that song, man.
Just for one more day.
Shut up. All right, your question. What movie character said, "I may not be a smart man, but I know what love is"?
Jenny, that was Forrest Gump.
You know, which, on a quick side note, does that make Lou Graham from Foreigner stupid?
Because he wants to know what love is?
He wants to know what love is. Forrest Gump's like, I'm not a smart man. I know what love is.
No, but that guy's trying to set a trap. Like, I want to know what love is. Guess you'll have to show me. Right? It's set a trap.
You're saying he's a predator. Forrest Gump's just like, no, I respect love.
I think I know what Jenny did now.
Connect with the Men's Room on Instagram at Men's Room Live.
Hard if you manage to drink a tie.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast a young man named Cash. He's about 10 years old, and he very recently saw country star Lainey Wilson in concert. Now, this little kid, he had the cowboy hat on, and he's dressed for the occasion, but he had a sign, and the sign read, quote, "Lainey helped me win my bet. I need a hug. Then my brother owes me $50. So Lainey, she invites Cash up on stage and helped Cash win, well, some cash by giving him a hug. Right? The whole crowd cheers.
Nice.
It's this big moment. And then afterwards, when you watch the video, you see him whisper something into her ear. And she kind of has a shocked face. But I'll let I'll let Lainey explain exactly what he said. Keep in mind, this is the middle of a concert. And mm-hmm. then she tells the crowd what this kid just said.
And I won't believe what Cash just said. He literally just said, I got to tell you something. My brother likes your butt.
Yeah.
She does have a great ass.
It is just funny. She does.
But she embraces it.
Well, I was going to say, if you watch Yellowstone, she was just like the hot new character that could sing. And like one of the cowboys started like hooking up with her and everything. And then, yeah, it was like, I don't know, 6 months later. Because I was like, man, this girl's kind of awesome. And it was like 6 months later that video showed up and then she's just blown up.
She's blown up. And somebody asked her, do you mind people talking about your butt all the time? And she's like, my ass sold records. She's like, everyone kept talking about my ass, and then they heard my music, and then I sold like millions of copies. She's like, I'm just fine with that.
Good.
But man, I like that. My brother likes your butt. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze, because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola,
thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.